There's one song in particular that's been covered, you know, seven or eight times that you've written. It's appeared in TV shows, video games, Missing You. How did that melody, how did the lyrics, how did all of that just come to you?
I don't know. I was at a friend's house finishing up a song. We were looking for the backing track on a one-inch tape machine. And he stopped the tape at the wrong moment, and he had an eight-note piece of music that he'd been working on with a friend of his. And I said, give me a shot at that. Put that on the mic. And he had a spare room, like his bedroom, with a mic set up. And we put the mic up. And he rolled it, and I listened to it. And then he rolled it, and I sang along to it. And the whole first verse, B section, chorus, and about, I would say, two-thirds the second verse, and then the B section, chorus, all came out in one piece. I even used the baby's title song, Every Time I Think of You, just to get me started. And once it started, I couldn't stop it. And when it hit, you know, there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I ain't missing you at all. Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what I felt. And it's like, that's what I'm talking about, songwriting. There's that kind of songwriting. I didn't even know I was going to sing I Ain't Missing You at All since you've been gone. I don't even know where that came from. And, you know, and I knew immediately how good it was. And I knew that I'd finally, that I'd been waiting for this thing. I'd made a record. It was the last thing to go on the record. Everybody thought the record was finished but me. I knew there was one more song. And I had to fight with the record company to get on the record. But that's the kind of songwriting, and that's the kind of commitment, and that's what it is to be an artist. And sometimes you just beat your head against a wall or go out and get drunk because you just can't articulate this stuff. But when you can and it comes out, everybody else gets it. You know, that's the whole point. It's like trying to share something that enlightens yourself and maybe somebody else at the same time. That's what music is. And it's also something you can dance to.